Jay from CCM Magazine, good morning.
Good morning. It is indeed a good morning.
It is a wonderful morning, yes, to be joined by you to grace us with your presence and to understand what lurks behind the pages of the brand new October edition of CCM Magazine.
Well, the notion of me gracing someone with my presence is a bit of a misstatement, but I'm happy to be here and say truthful good things about the magazine, though.
Oh, only the truthful good things we want. Well, who's on the cover this month?
We're going to have Chris Tomlin. The man right now in Christian music. Quite possibly the man for a long time in Christian music. He's just a really fascinating and incredible artist. And I think the response to his artistry and worshipful heart is well placed.
Jay, aside from Chris Tomlin on the cover, who else is in this month's edition of CCM Magazine?
Let's see, we have Pillar. They're a hard rock band and one of the very best, frankly. And they actually they actually won our Reader's Choice Awards for Favorite Hard Band. So I know our readers are going to be all about getting the Pillar issue. So also Mark Schultz on the other end of the spectrum, brilliant lyricist. And if there's such thing as a spiritual gift for pulling at the heartstrings, that man has it. He could make a man of stone cry. So yeah, props to Mark Schultz. We're even covering a kind of another historical moment. That is that Amy Grant is just now releasing her first live album in 25 years. I'm really starting to feel my age right now because I remember when that last live album wasn't so old.
You know? Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm with you
and,
there, Jay.
So those are just some of the highlights.
You know, Jay, we've got a lot of people that come check out Christian music, listen, and they're new. So for those people, what is CCM Magazine? Because some people have not a clue as what is that?
Right. Well, you're talking to one of the longtime hardcore fans of both Christian music and CCM Magazine. I started subscribing to the magazine in 1984, believe it or not.
Wow.
And
do you still have all your subscriptions? You have all the magazines?
I don't have all of them, but I have my favorite ones. You know, things with like, you know, Charlie Peacock and Steve Taylor on the cover, you know, a White Hart cover there, you know, different things like that. My favorite, favorite articles. I was one of the kinds that would even like cut out pictures and put them on my wall. Yes, I was one of those teenagers.
Wow.
I'm a fan of those teenagers, by the way. So so thank you for reading and subscribing. But so as far as the magazine goes, it started in 1978. A gentleman named John Still started. He's the president of the Gospel Music Association now. One of my, you know, mentors from a distance, I guess I would say. I try to live up to his standard with the magazine. CCM actually stands for Contemporary Christian Music.
Well, I'm a big fan, have been back in the day. I remember some of the earlier issues there on the stone tablets that were handed down from generation to generation.
Fortunately, I didn't have to edit those. Oh, man.
The only people that were in those were Petra. So there you go.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Rock,
get
Petra
it,
and Evie.
Funny, cute, haha.
Yeah,
thanks.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing.
I worked really hard for that. Come on.
Okay. When a bunch of Christian music geeks get together and reminisce.
Oh, man.